I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys.
Yeah. Welcome back. It is the Grillin' Guys. Hey, it's the fall favorites edition of the Grillin' Guys. And if you're just tuning in, you've missed some good recipes and some not so good banter and one embarrassing story.
Yeah, I resemble that remark.
But at the end of the day, Barbecue Bob and I do this for a hobby. And we really enjoy each other's company, as much as I would probably not like to admit it, I do. But this is about two buddies. This is about two buddies that sit around on the deck, smoke a cigar, drink some bourbon, a lot of craft beer, and
lie.
And then just lie to each other about how good I can barbecue versus he barbecues. And I was never supposed to be in this chair, but by fate, I ended up here. And I tell you what, I've had a damn good time. We're in our 12th year now of doing this. We just came aboard on Jethro, and we're damn glad to be here.
We're down to our last resort for stations.
Yeah. There's not a
We've
one in the city.
We've been everywhere else.
Yeah, right. I've been everywhere, man. Yeah. But anyway.
It's just nice to have a station that fits us.
Right.
Because, I mean, I'm a bona fide redneck.
Right.
And I'm proud of it.
Right.
I don't think that's
I'm redneck by affiliation, and yes. I'm pretty proud of that, too.
So skillet. Grilled apple crisp.
No, think about this, guys. This is dessert
skillet.
On your grill.
Yeah, and a nice cast right. iron, that big, the one I take to deer camp, that big cast iron mm-hmm. skillet. It's about a 13-inch, I think. And my wife makes up the actual recipe because her crisp is phenomenal. But it's basically, you know, cinnamon, allspice, sugar, salt, flour. You roll the apples in it. And then you make a topping with butter and that same stuff.
Right.
And you crumble the top over it.
Right.
You basically throw it on your grill, shut the lid, low heat,
yep.
and let it go.
The one thing that I would recommend on those is that you put about a third of a stick of butter in the pan before you put any of the other ingredients in there. The fruit that's rolled in that stuff, because then it won't stick.
You actually, you're right, or use Pam.
Right.
But I usually
the butter makes it taste good.
I use Pam, and then I take little pads of butter and put those in the bottom.
Right. Right. Because that'll make it a heck of a lot easier to get out of there once you're ready to eat it. But the cool part is you can make dessert on the grill.
Yeah.
And you close the lid, it creates convective heat, which is your oven. Right. And you got your grill on medium high, maybe, because you want to get to that 350. In there?
Yeah, depends on your grill.
Right. Yep, you're right.
And if your smoker would do that, your pellet grill.
Yep. And put them on there. And Barbecue Bob and I are working an event on Tuesday, a little private deal I got going on. We're doing kind of a brewery takeover, and we're going to make some of those with peach in them.
Okay.
We're going to make peach cobblers at that thing. So should be a lot of fun. Should be a whole lot of fun. But you can do this. Okay, this is one you said you haven't done, but it just sounds good to me. Rosemary garlic. Grilled chicken thighs. Now, we both much prefer grilled chicken thighs over any piece of chicken that I can grill. I'll tell you that the guy from Cutlerville Grills, remember we talked about the bull and the hog grill? He and I went over to Sobey's last weekend after the show, and we grilled about 300 pounds of meat on those two grills, and we gave it away. It was Sobey Customer Appreciation Days, and damn, was that a lot of fun. But everybody that came up was like, your chicken is amazing, right? And Tim has a Tim's chicken rub, right, that he uses that you can get at Sobey Meats, but it was skinless, boneless thighs. And we, you know, put a pretty good coating of that seasoning on there, and then you just put them over the charcoal grill, flip them a couple times till they're done, but juicy, wonderful flavor, and it's a chicken thigh.
Pretty hard to screw up.
Well, you know what? You're right. I mean,
that's the nice thing about them. If you struggle with chicken...
Yeah.
On your grill?
Right.
Bone in or skinless, boneless, do a chicken thigh.
Right. Yep. And it's one of the cheaper cuts of meat on the bird, too. I mean, in.
Used to be.
Right. And until I started talking about it, huh? Yeah, the crazy part about wings, but that's a whole other story. But rosemary and garlic, those are two aromatics that are really always a lot of that in common.
Yep.
We'll talk about. I'm going to talk about before we close on my lollipop lamb chops, because that makes me think of those too, because those are rosemary, garlic, thyme, and a little bit of oregano.
Well, and it makes you think of the good ship.
Right, right. Yeah, exactly.
Do your little dance.
Make a little lamb.
Make a
get
little.
Down tonight. Yeah.
How about a grilled steak sandwich?
Can there be anything wrong with that?
So here's a great way to do it. The way Pat does it up at the Chase Creek Smokehouse, he'll smoke a loin, a beef loin, not prime a rib, not a tenderloin, but a beef loin.
Yep.
And he'll bring it up to 110 degrees, wrap it and throw it in the refrigerator. When he wants to do a steak, he'll cut off the steak he wants to do, throw that over hot flames, and grill it up to whatever doneness the customer wants it. That is a phenomenal idea, and that's why his steaks are so good up there.
Right. So they're smoked the first the
and
first
grilled.
Right. The first 110 degrees internal temperature
and then
is on
the
smoker.
In the fridge, so.
Right. And if you're, you know, they'll keep for a few days.
Oh, easily.
But you know, and he's got a restaurant. But I'm just saying is if you had three couples coming over, go buy a chunk of that prime rib, 7-8 pounds, because you're going to lose some of it as it cooks. It shrinks, right? So you get a 1 pound steak for everybody. But do that, 110 degrees. You could do that on Friday, maybe Friday night after you get home and your people are coming over Saturday.
And I would leave the ribs on it and smoke the whole thing. Ribs on. Don't truss them or anything.
Right.
Leave the ribs on and smoke them, you know, any day of the week you want. That's good for at least 7 days after you smoke it.
In the
probably
fridge.
Probably like 10 or 15.
In the fridge.
But good for seven.
Right.
And then you've got your rib bones as a guide to cut your steaks.
Right. Yep. You're going to get 1.25 inches to 1.5 inches steak.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Wonderful.
Got a handle.
Yeah. Right. Yep. Tomahawk-ish,
oh, man.
If you will, depending on how much the ribs the butcher left on for you. But there again, you get something like that at a custom butcher, not at your big box store.
So if you're doing that, you can also smoke the thing up to 135 and cool it. You can use an eye of round.
It'd be a little tough, though.
No. Here's what that's good for. You bring that up to about 130, 135, pull it off, and you have it heavily seasoned. Pull it off, wrap it in plastic, throw it in the fridge, and leave
still
it
hot,
for, leave
or
it
you gotta let it cool.
Well, let it cool on
on the countertop. Yeah. Right. Yep.
But you're not going to melt the plastic.
No. No.
But you wrap it and put it in the fridge for a day, bring it out, and then angle your blade. And again, that's a long muscle, so you're cutting against the strains, double bias cut, and you're going to shave it, just like you were shaving prosciutto or something like that.
That's a sharp knife. You need a very sharp knife for that.
Yes, you do. And then you shave that beef off like that, and you can either heat it up or not. I say you don't have to, but if you're doing like a French dip or something like that, you're going to have to heat it a little bit. But you can put that on a bun. You can put some provolone on there. This recipe I saw called for horsey mail, which is great. And I put a little bit of sour cream in with that.
Mm-hmm.
And yep. Sobey sells a great horseradish, too.
Two
different versions.
In a jar.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can tell which one's Polish because the label's on upside down. Not lying. That's not a joke. There are two of them, and
you're
one of them
racist.
Is a racist. No, I'm not a racist. I know good Polish horseradish when I see it.
Do you know why they do that?
What? Why? No.
Because you store it that way.
The lid down.
Yes.
Right.
That's what keeps it from turning color.
Right. Because it's always moist all the time.
Glad you came today.
You know what?
Look at what you've learned just in this.
Every
so
time I'm with you,
him.
Bob, I learn something useless.
So, no, I think that's a big deal.
Right.
Because otherwise you'd be getting mugged by the next Polish guy who sees you thinking you're dissing his people.
I'm not dissing. We're on Jethro, man. This whole gig here is Polish, right? I can't teach these guys anything. They already know. But certainly not least, let's talk about these chorizo turkey burgers with guacamole in because your daughter makes the guac.
Yeah, you do that one.
Well, chorizo is a spicy sausage. Turkey is usually ground, is bland in my world.
Yep.
So mixing the two of those together, you're going to pick up a little bit more flavor.
You got to find somebody that makes a good chorizo.
Right, and there are plenty out there. You know where we go, but this might be one for your Mexican markets because a lot of the Mexican markets will have a family recipe of their chorizo, and you know it's usually something you're not going to get in
funny
the mainstream market.
Funny you would
market.
Say that because most meat departments of big box stores have the same two brands. I think they're from Mexico, but they're these long, skinny tubes.
Yep.
And if you just cut that in half and squeeze the ends into a bowl, it's going to be terribly fat, and that's why the turkey does such a nice job. And you might even go with the spicier version of that because the turkey is going to need some help.
Right. Yep, it is. Patty it up. You need to grill your turkey to
165
in a patty just because you don't want to eat raw poultry ever.
And then if you want a guacamole recipe, look for Maggie's Guac on thegrillingguys.com. Go to the search bar. put in Maggie's guacamole or guacamole. My daughter brought the recipe up from Florida, Mexican place she worked at, and it's fantastic.
Wow, I bet it is. Well, hey, you've been listening to the Grilling Guys here on Jethro and the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you guys tuning in each and every week. Barbecue Bob, you're headed up to deer camp after the show.
We just got started and we got a quitter.
I know, and I am going to go home and grill a couple briskets, smoke a couple briskets, rather. So we're going to have a busy weekend. But if you get out there, be safe. We appreciate you listening, and we will talk with you next week.
See ya.